creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show.
But this is not about Pod as my co-pilot, because who cares?
Yeah, let's talk about Big Fatty.
But wait. No, I don't want to talk about him either.
I want to talk about Big Fatty.
Big Fatty is the host this year, and he has big shoes to step into, because the last host of Pride 48 was myself and the fabulous Miss Taffy Collar.
But this is how naive I was. I thought...
Do we have time for this?
...that Granny and Miss Porter were really old people. And
they are really old people.
When he'd say, I went out with Granny and Miss Porter, I was imagining his real Granny and Miss Porter sitting in the back of the car, like driving Miss Daisy, and they would go out at night.
Have you ever spent time with them? I was on a cruise with them. Miss Kitty and
I know,
Granny.
I know. They, yeah. I found out the
I
hard
love
way.
Granny.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I was imagining his real Granny sitting in the back of the car, like driving Miss Daisy.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 2255 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 20th. Of September 2016, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna natter a bit, and then we got a lot of Vader calls. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Preparers. Big Fatty, are you prepared? Well, I'm gonna be prepared. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're preparing us today because Big Fatty is preparing to head over to the hotel Thursday morning, Durwood and Granny, we're all gonna congregate here at the villa and take off and head on over there for the big leather event this weekend, and y'all, it should be a gay old time. Yes, Big Fatty always is, and y'all of course I've already mentioned this a couple of times. We'll be doing a live little shows over there for right and next Monday. So y'all just be prepared. Yes, Big Fatty, everyone needs to be prepared for that horrifying thing. Hey, I gotta see y'all. Last time I was over here, it's spotting Big Fatty. Y'all, that Peter G had spotted Big Fatty getting his hands warmed up for something. Big Fatty Vulgar. Peter G, y'all, this is one of my favorite ones of all time. Y'all, it's a couple of old people on a sign. It says, sign near the Fat Villa. You have been warned. And y'all, it's a couple of old people holding on to a chair, and it says, public fisting. Big Fatty. I don't know. I don't have any idea what any of that means. And y'all, then our final spotting Big Fatty. I don't know if there are any others over there waiting on spotting Crazy, but is that Peter G? And it shows Big Fatty being helped into his new sling. Big Fatty, that looks like some sort of a contraption that Granny might have to use to be lifted onto the toilet. Big Fatty, there's not enough time to get him in that and then on the toilet. See, now, y'all, I'm recording this before Monday night's presentation of The Dancing. Y'all, tonight, too, I say Tuesday night, y'all, they're going to have the first elimination. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Well, I mean, the first elimination. And, y'all, I'm predicting it's going to be that Rick Perry. Y'all, he had 3 weeks to prepare for his first dance. And, y'all, he just looked like, y'all, he just sort of... Y'all, it looked like he was having a grand mal seizure or something. Bee, Fatty, and y'all, I can't imagine that he's going to be any better week two, I say, chew, when he only has 1 week to prepare for it. But anyway, and y'all, speaking of the quiz programs, we'll be... we'll be talking about the Big Brother on Tamari's little show, and maybe a little bit about the Survivor too, because y'all, they both premiere. They both premiere Hump Day Night. Survivor comes on at 8 p.m. in the evening, and then the Big Brother finale starts at 9:30 p.m. in the evening, and they both last an hour and a half. Big Fanny, it's a good thing you're going to the Horror Hotel on what do you call it, Thursday morning, so you can stay up late. I just hope I can stay up. Be ready. The Vader No Bacon Show. Big Fatty, it's just never going to be the same without Miss Big. Well, y'all, and you know, it really isn't going to be the same. Big Fatty, how do we put the pressure on? Well, I just put it on. Yes, Big Fatty.
Well, Big Fatty, hello there. It's me.
Let's turn ahead. US 1 southbound, Highway 5, toward Norman Beach.
Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, I am on my way. I'm turning left because I'm memory lane, Vader, today because I am not at Barber Boulevard. The positioning system has told me that I need to go through memory lane, Florida. So it's a good thing that, one, I had to stay here about 18 months ago.
US 1 Southbound, Highway 5, North US Highway 1, for 12 miles.
I don't think this is right, but it's going to get me close enough. But anyway, so I'm on my way to the motel, and I'm passing the places that you and I looked up on the internet yesterday. Ooh, I stayed there. That's that horrifying hotel where I stayed that night. So anyway, unfortunately, I don't have a Barber Boulevard update. And I know. I'm as upset as you are, trust me, and all of your listeners. But I'm going to try to do a tour de Boulevard this weekend. But there has been an incident. And the incident is, well, it's not really an incident, but twice on this little drive today, I have passed people with Youpers bumper stickers on their jalopy. And I am guessing that you don't know what a Youper is, but I only know because some friends of mine were just there, and it made me think of the Tara and the Knot, your straight boyfriend, Knot, because Youpers is the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and I don't know if Tara and Knot live in the Upper Peninsula, but they live in Michigan, and I think, or they did, so close enough. So anyway, that's the best I got today. I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I'm just going to follow this GPS, but I still don't think it's the right place. So, okay.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Big Vader, he's got lots of them. He does. Oh, we've got several Barber Boulevard reports from this past weekend. And Vader, you're right. I didn't know what a Youper was. But in fact, don't even know how to spell it. Big Vader, is it U-P-E-R? Maybe. But anyway, Knot and Tara, maybe you can tell us what a Youper is. Yes, Big Vader. Vader referred to Memory Lane, and y'all, the reason he referred to it as Memory Lane is because y'all, when Big Fatty was growing up, the Fat family, y'all, we lived in Ormond Beach, Florida, for a year, and y'all, so it's anytime Big Fatty goes down to Ormond Beach, which is about 6 miles north of Daytona, y'all, it is like going doing a little trip down memory lane. Oh, Big Fatty, that is just lovely.
Big Fatty. It's me, Larry the Drunk. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
You know, I've come to Florida for the coal mine event, and apparently it's some sort of voting day or something, and everyone is driving around with their Trump flags on the back of their motor scooters. Oh, the Citizen Patrol is passing me, and I think you're driving. I don't even know what a Citizen Patrol is, but apparently it's old Lair and an old cop car with yellow light. I'm on the bridge now. I may lose service. I'm going back over to the beach, not just the Daytona's. I've finished the Saturday coal mine business. The coal miners, they just love some Mr. Vader, and I don't quite understand where that came from, but I'll take it. And so I'm going to go. I'm dressed a bit warm for the Floridas, and I got to go change in the Dumpy Motel. And I'm just going to tell you, Big Fatty, luckily my last room broke, like, pretty much all of it, and so they had to move me, and they've moved me to another room, which is much more acceptable, yet still 75% terrifying, but oceanfront. So that's all I got. I wish I had something really funny to say, because I've been working on it, but I was just around coal miners, so they just sucked the life back out of me. I am sunburned, if that counts, because I was out on the beach today with a delicious man. All right, I gotta run.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much for the update. I'm sorry your accommodations were not accepted. Big Vader, did you say he broke the turlet? It sounds like Granny. It does sound a lot like Granny, you know, because Granny, you know, I think I've mentioned this before. You know, every time we go to the Howard Hotel, there's a $250 cleaning charge, surcharge added to Granny's room, because, you know, Vader, he's so oils everything. It's true. But, Vader, I'm glad that you got moved into a nicer, less horrifying room, and at least it's a beach right. Y'all, by the way, did you know in the Daytona Beach, you can at least you used to be able to do this. You can drive your car. You can get him. Vader, did you drive the jalopy on the beach? Big Vader, I can just see him getting stuck in the sand.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry. We need a cleanup here on aisle 4. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
Big Fatty, it is 3:30 on Sunday afternoon. I am just getting in the jalopy, leaving the Daytona, because it was a good day. It was actually a really good day. Unfortunately, some of the coal miners had a little incident, and it required a cleanup, and the cleanup kind of delayed us a little bit. And in fact, I left them there. I was like, I mean, the minute we were done, love you, see you, bye. Gotta go, because, you know, that's how we do. They were going to have to go do their coal mine thing and get all the coal mine uniform pieces off and, you know, put away the canaries, feeding them, all that general foolishness. And I haven't even had lunch yet because we should have been out of there hours ago. But again, someone's got to go shit the pants, and next thing you know, and you know, you would think I would be prepared for this, but I'm not. So I'm calling you because, well, I just turned. I saw a sign that said, this way to go home. And it's not the way I planned to go, but I turned, and I'm on Barbara Boulevard. I'm actually on it right now. I'm at the intersection of Barbara and Clyde Morris, I believe. And I don't know who Clyde is, but clearly friend of Barb. So, all right, well, I need to run and find something to eat that isn't going to make me want to vomit. And all I see right now are Taco Bell and a corner cleaner's attached to a gas station. Oh, that's not true. I did have a little sandwich at the Starbucks this morning. All right, well, at least that's good. Also, someone did try to offer me crystal meth. And by someone, I mean half a dozen people today. Also... That's all I got. That's all you need to know about. So, gotta run.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that's another update from old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Nice that you finally made it to Barbara Boulevard. And, you know, I should have suggested if you're going to be on Barbara Boulevard and you're hungry, you ought to go to the Dinah Shore, the Dinah Shore Diner. They specialize in fish dishes. Big Fatty. Especially the fish taco. Big Fatty, That's not even funny, and you're laughing. It's true.
Well, Big Fatty, it's me, Larry. Blow it out, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Stop the blowing it out music. Not that kind of blowing it out. It's not like your colon blowout. It's the tire blowout situation. Now, you know, I'm old, and old people like to drive straight through. So leaving Daytona at 3:30 this afternoon was, at best, not good, because that is not good driving straight through time. It is 8:20 p.m., and I have driven 140 miles because I, as soon as I was, I stopped, well, I talked to you on your cellular telephonic device, finally stopped and had a sandwich because I was starving, and then I got back on the I-95 and looked, and I said, that looks like a coal miner, because he had all, like, coal mine shortage walking down the side of I-95, but all this, I was doing 90 miles an hour, because it's raining, so 90 mile an hour monsoon. And then I saw a black coal mine vehicle in the ditch, and so I could not stop in time, so I had to turn around, and it was, of course, the next exit was like 4 miles. I go back and like, talk to one of the other coal miners who was driving separately. I Facebook messaged her and I said, did I just see an, oh yes, I'm calling Andrew, because it's Andrew. She was like, here's his number, call him. So I called, and sure enough, they had a blowout. They lost all their treads. But of course, it was a pile of coal miners in the range of, I don't know, 30. So there's not much I could do. So I had to, I pulled over and turned around, went, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, I had been right behind them when it happened. And in fact, I barely missed the tire scrap. I put my flashers on, y'all. I didn't know where they were in this newfangled jalopy. Very, very long story short, we were able to procure someone to come out and replace a very large tire at, you know, 4 something on a Sunday afternoon. And, dear Lord, y'all, I had to put on the boots because it was off-road and on the side of I-95, and I said, these shoes are not going to make it. So we thought for a minute we were going to have to start loading coal miners, the very important ones, the ones that had to get back, because they're all very important, into cars. And I'll tell you, the thought of driving the next several hours with coal miners loaded up in the Dixie Stampede was not, oh, God damn it.
Vader, why did you hang up on old man? I didn't hang up on Vader. Vader, thank you so much for the call. It sounds to me like there was a calamity, but y'all, I'm happy to report that everyone was just fine, and everyone made it back just fine. And y'all, I've got one more Vader call, but I'm out of time. The Vader No Bacon Show.
Big Vinny, it's just not the same without crispy bacon.
It's true. Vader really came through.
Yes, Big Vinny, without him, you wouldn't have had any damn content.
It's probably true. No, Big Vinny's no probably about it. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. And y'all, at the beginning. At the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Cocktails and Kerfarfles. And now, Wendy, Big Fatty and Durwood and Granny are heading over to the Horror Hotel on Thursday morning. Can you describe that trip?
I was imagining his real granny sitting in the back of the car, like driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, that's exactly what it's going to be like. And he's got his stinky feet back there, too.
You can leave a comment on the website at Big Fatty on Online.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED1, and ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.